You listen to the Jason Greger Show presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to gamesense.ab.ca.
Yeah, you're in a quarterfinals. You're in a semifinal. The final's just different. Like, you've lived it. You know it. It's hard to explain. And we'll always tell, oh, just calm down. Oh, it's just another game. Oh, it's just another race. Easy to say, harder to do.
Oh, yeah. It's not just another game. It's not just another race. There is an energy that will either tip you over to one side or it's going to elevate you. And the interesting part is watching how each athlete is so different and what they do to stay in the zone, keep in the zone. If they get out of the zone, it's what do you need to do? Because there's an energy quarterfinals, semifinals. And then when you're in it, it becomes real because it's like, this is do or die. And either we're going to make it a go or we're going to blow up. And it's going to be one or the other.
Well, and it is every I love that what you said, every athlete's different, because we can't sit here and say, we'll do this. Because it's not, whatever works for Paul is not going to work for Rob, or it's not going to work for Sarah. It's just everybody's different. You have to learn and find it. And the truth of the matter is, when you go through it the first time, you don't really know how you're going to react.
Mm-mm. And that's the interesting part, because I see that over and over and over again. I know I experienced it when I was racing. If you don't think about or run through, do a dry run of, well, here's where it could go south, or here's where it could go good, or what are you going to do, bottom of the ninth, and you're up to bat and everything's resting on you, or you're pitching it and it's like, well, what are you going to do? And this is where, in preparation and part of this, Jason, is to go through those, create those crazy scenarios of do or die. What are you going to do in the crunch? Because if you've never experienced it, you're going to do your best. Trust me, you really are going to do your best, but it's going to be more in a survival mode than, oh, I've been here before, because the mind is looking for targets of, oh, this is familiar. I've been here. I've done this before. And that's why in practice and training, you're always doing those drills so that it becomes familiar and that you're not caught like unguarded or by surprise.
I know you'd mentioned, like, you go through it the first time, like the Jays, obviously, you know, their organization hasn't, you know, had a ton of playoff success, lots of their players. Now, Vladdy Guerrero, it's funny, like he had a terrible final few weeks of the season in September. Mm-hmm. And then they had a break and boom, he came out and he's, you know, been crushing it, hitting. Even Varsho in the series, the first five games wasn't very good. And he worked with his hitting coach and came up in game 6 and 7, had way better swings, came up with some big hits. And now, you know, you probably go in with more confidence automatically. What about a player, though, like Bo Bichette, who's been out that long? Now, Bo Bichette was leading the league in hits, right? Mm-hmm. Hitting cleanup, he's doing a lot. He's playing very well. Now, he's playing second base, and is it going to be that much different? Maybe a bit. There's less range to cover defensively, right? It's a shorter throw, so there's some subtle differences. But when the ball's rolling to you, like, his technique to pick up the ball doesn't change, whether it's at shortstop or second base. So we'll see how much it is. But it's more so the, you know, coming back from an injury into the World Series. Now, baseball is different than hockey or football because it's not like you have to worry about contact from anyone else, right? Like, I guess if someone slides into him breaking up a double play, that's the one thing. But how do you feel like when you had to come back after an injury, what's the hardest thing to overcome?
Your mind. It's the doubt of going, can I do this? Can I not do this? And you got to squish it out. You've got to have been doing the mental work. You've had to have been doing the physical preparation, literally, and just go, well, am I going to be here and play and show up? Because, Jason, it becomes the little things. It's the little things that are going to make the difference. And for you to, you know, blast it far forward and first time being off and coming back into the game, you got to show up as if you've never been off before. So I know that he's been going over and over and over and over in that, so that there really isn't the time. Your mind doesn't know the difference. It does know the difference if you're on that other side of going, I doubt if I can do this, I'm starting to worry, is you got to be right on top the whole time. And you got to come in as if there's been no time lost.
Well, which is easier said than done again.
It is, but it's practice. So how long has he been off?
Over a month, 6 weeks.
Okay. So, I mean, that's all the time to do the replay. Yeah. He's going to be in the room. He's going to be doing the, you know, the, what do you call it? I'm thinking dissertations where they go through, okay, well, what worked? How are we going to do it? How are we going to fix the situation? And come back to playing where you know that you are at your best. And you actually can come back. It takes a lot of guts, it takes a lot of work, and it takes an awful lot of focus. And that's where I see a lot of athletes where they lose the game. And I've even done it too when I wasn't practiced as much. But when you bring it out and you've been doing it and that it's a habit, it becomes automatic, then it's like you have lost literally no time.
The mental preparation for all the sports is something we talk about a lot. And you know, you can only prepare yourself so many different ways at different times, right? And you've talked a lot about how it becomes repetitious. We got a few texts coming in about, you know, learning when it's repetition. Because for some people, they're like even now, some athletes have a sports psychologist, some don't have a sports psychologist. Mm-hmm. Are we still in a stage where we don't really know what works for each individual athlete?
I think we do know what it works. The question is, does the athlete work it?
Okay.
Because you can either work it or not. You can play bluff and go, okay, I'm going to be fine. I get in the situation in the race and the game in the event, and then you crap out and it's just, you choke. So it's that practice. And some athletes are better naturally at it. Some have to really work at it. Some have to spend more time visualizing, preparing. Others maybe only need a couple of minutes once a week, once a day, or a couple of times during the week. And everybody is so different that you really have to have that connection as part of the team, the coaching staff, of going, so what is it that you need? And really helping that athlete be on, noticing when they're starting to get off track, and then bring them back, because there's going to be certain cues, things that they say, things that you will say that will like snap them out of it.
Lorianne Munzer joins us, 833-401-1440, 833-401-1440. Looking to the order game, they had a lot of players. You win the game, and hey, we're happy we won. And you'd much rather learn lessons in a win than learn lessons in a loss. That's just human nature. Their offense has really been struggling, but they did score 6 goals. Their power play came up huge in the third period. They scored 4 goals, 5-on-5. A few more guys scored their first goal of the season. And yes, there was lots of plays in that game. They were like, oh my goodness. As Nugent Hopkins said, we had a lead and then we stopped playing. Nugent Hopkins had something interesting. He said, it wasn't up to our standard. Now, every game is not going to be up to your standard. Every race is not going to be up to your standard. It's impossible because no one wins every time, you know, and sometimes you play well and you lose, and sometimes you play poorly and you win. But when a team says, you know what, we're not really jiving, you're not really like, how do you come out of that? Do you work at it as a team, or is it better, do you think, individually?
Oh, you got to work it out as a team. You're an individual, so you're a contributor. But the question is, can you elevate the team? And sometimes, Jason, it's not about getting on the ice. It's about doing something off the ice to get everybody connected or reconnected again. And it is simple as going and playing, having fun, whatever that is, whether it's, you know, music, whether it's food, whether it's going to sound silly, doing a cooking course where you got to work together. And part of that is, number one, taking the mind off of the game, distraction therapy, and just doing something totally different, something, you know, not hockey related. Sometimes it could even be going out for a hike. And it's those little changes that can really make all the difference. And sometimes when you're so focused, we got to win, we got to win, we got to win, that it ends up upsetting the cart, and you don't play to your standard. You don't play to the level that you know that you can. And it's like everything you try doesn't work.
Yeah, it is unique. Give me your thoughts on, if you were an athlete going into the World Series and you came in as a, quote, the underdog. And because I'm sure you've raced in races where you're the underdog before.
Yep.
How's the battle of, like, and sometimes maybe you raced early in your career where you knew your opponent was better than you at mm-hmm. that point. How do you play mind tricks to convince yourself you're worthy of beating them?
You don't convince yourself, you be it. You don't, because if you're having to convince yourself, you're done. And I can tell you that probably 9 out of 10 times you're not going to be able to do it. Is you have to show up and go, I don't care who I'm competing against. I'm going to eat you up. I'm going to spit you out. And I will do it over and over and over again. I will die trying. And I have literally been in those situations at the start of my career. And it's those surprises, Jason, that you pull out something inside of you that you didn't even know was there, whether it was like an extra sprint or an extra gear or an extra hit. And that's where it gets really interesting, is you start to get this feeling of energized energy. You start thinking of going, what if this is possible? What if I can do this? What is that going to look like? What is that going to feel like? And those are the moments where you don't think about being in the underdog. You think about, I'm already here. I'm worthy of being here. So it's going through that mantra of what works and just creating it and recreating it again and again.
Lorianne, enjoy the World Series. Absolutely. And we will chat with you for what hope would be a game 6 next Friday. Have yourself a good week.
You too.